church is called?
Funeral.
And then when people are dressed in black, when somebody's died, you say they are in
black.
Mm-hmm. And then you say, when they're grieving, you say that they're
weeping.
Or mourning, would you say?
Yeah, mourning.
Okay. Now, on a day when you're feeling okay, but not really great, somebody says, how are you? You'd say, oh, I'm
fine.
Okay. The disease that people get in their joints is called
arthritis.
And a disease that people used to get, the children used to get, they don't have anymore because we have shots for it now, but it would make their throats close up.
Diphtheria.
Yeah. Disease that would make people's eyeballs turn yellow.
Yellow gems.
And if you had to have your appendix taken out, you'd say you had an attack of
appendicitis.
And if a person ate something that just did not agree with him and it wouldn't stay down, you'd say he had to
vomit.
Have you ever heard any other ways of saying that?
Yes, and I can't think, but
you've heard some other
I have.
Other ways
right.
of saying that. Throw up, if you heard.
Yes, and there's another one. Something like gerbuk.
Oh, regurgitate. Regurgitate.
Regurgitate.
Yeah. Right. Now, if a person was, or if a person vomited and he wanted to say where it was he was sick, he'd say, I'm sick.
Stomach.
Okay, and he'd say, if he would.
I'm sick of the stomach.
Sick of the stomach, yeah. At the stomach. If a couple were going out together a lot, you know, really not seeing anybody else much, people would say that they are
engaged.
Okay. If it was, well, if it was before they got
engaged. Going steady.
Going steady, okay. But now, you would, have you ever heard the old people say, like, courting?
Yes,
you know that? Yeah.
I have.
Now, that would be something strictly used by old people, right? That
mostly
you would not,
older people.
Right. That would not be in your generation.
Right.
Now, when a couple are going out together a lot, they would say that he is her
fiancé.
Okay, and today,
this is my sister that lives in Maryland.
Oh, this is your sister that lives in Maryland.
You know, I tell you, she goes from school to
right.
school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. But you had one from Maryland.
And she has three children,
oh,
and her oldest daughter is my goddaughter. She's 10.
Uh huh. Mhm. And they're wanting you to go up there for Christmas.
Right. Mary, I don't know why. I used to love to travel, but I don't seem to really like to travel too much anymore. I really don't know. I used to love it. I always look like Rather Sitting Mother. I'd be so exhausted, look like, when I get back from a trip.
Yeah. Well, now, of course, they could. Come here now.
They were here for two Christmases, and I know better this time. They were here last Christmas. We enjoyed them so much.
But they won't come back?
No, they want us to come. All of them, you know, they've been coming here, and they want us to come. My brothers want us to come and visit them.
Uh-huh.
My mother said, now, you know, we're going to have to go.
Uh-huh. Well, you reckon you will?
I guess I'll just have to. You know, you can't. It's not fair to have somebody always come and visit you.
Mm-hmm.
The last time, I think I told you, they took me to Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Yes.
We went on the boardwalk and had a very good time.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law really wanted us to go on to New York, but I wanted to come back and build my patio.
Oh, and you got it built. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you enjoy it a lot?
No, I don't get a chance to really enjoy it too much because, you know, you work every day, and when you get home, you don't. And I've been in school for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't have time. When you're going to school at night, you can't pick up many hours as you could if you were attending in the daytime.
Yeah. Are you going to school at night?
Not now. I did.
Oh, you did.
For the last 3 years.
Yeah.
All the hours that I have, I picked them up from going. I have 104 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a long time to get those many hours.
Oh, it does. And then you come home and you're exhausted and you just